They shall name him Emmanuel, God is with us. You know that throughout the world and throughout time, many religions profess faith in a God, the source of all creation, the one who leads all people to their destiny. But with Christianity, we have Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who shows us what God is like. It is through him that we know God. Through his teaching and preaching, his miracles and mercy, this is what God is like. And he tried to show that to many people during his own time. As he would say, the Father and I are one. It's what we say every Sunday here when we pray the Nicene Creed. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, who is God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Consubstantial, that's a topic for a philosophy class. Simply, it means the Father and Son are one. How Jesus tried to teach that. The Father and I are one. There was one time, you may remember, when the disciple Philip said to him, Jesus was announcing that he would leave them and come back eventually. He would leave them, and he was saying farewell. And Philip said, just show us the Father, that will be enough. And I think Jesus was miffed here, because he said, Philip, how long have I been with you? Right? To see me is to see the Father. The Father and I are one. Eventually, Jesus' friends and followers got it. They were able to recognize God the Father through Jesus. But many were blind. Some saw just a man, a holy man perhaps, a miracle worker. Some thought he would be king one day. Others considered him a revolutionary, a threat to the empire, and they killed him. But we know he is the Son of God, one with the Father. To see him is to see the Father. When we walk with him, when we act like Jesus, you know, we are in the presence of God. Yes, Emmanuel. Something else. When we are with the Lord, when we walk with him and act like him, others may see Christ through us. Again, when we act like Christ, others may see Christ through us. I learned this one day from an elderly woman at a train station. I was coming back from Manhattan to the Bronx on the Metro North Railroad. It was night. I got off the platform, very few people around, it was dark. And to get from the platform to Fordham Road, the street, you have to climb a long, steep staircase. So at the bottom of the staircase, I looked up and I noticed this elderly woman, nicely dressed, carrying a large suitcase. It seemed heavy. She gripped the handrail with her right hand and the suitcase she lifted with her left. But she moved slowly, took two steps, stopped, took a breath, and continued. I watched this as I climbed the stairs, and soon I was standing next to her. What would you do? I spoke up and said, excuse me, ma'am, can I help you with that suitcase? And she paused, took a breath, and said, that would be so kind. So I lifted the suitcase. It was heavy, right? But I managed to carry it. And we walked up the stairs slowly, and we made small talk. She told me how she had just come back from visiting her sister in Saratoga. They try to visit every year, but this year they couldn't because of COVID. So we got to the top of the stairs. I put the suitcase down. She told me there was an Uber car coming for her. I said goodnight and wished her well. She thanked me, and then she added, your mother must be a fine Christian woman. That was my reaction. Where did that come from? I mean, I didn't say anything about my mother as we were climbing the stairs, but she said that your mother must be a fine Christian woman. I was proud to hear that, but you know, the devilish voice inside me said, excuse me, my mother wasn't doing the heavy lifting here. That was all on me. But still, she thought to compliment my mother. She must be a fine Christian woman. You know, it dawned on me that, you know, the good we do, people see through us to the source of our goodness. You know what I'm talking about. The good that we do, people see through us. And it reflects the source of where we come from, the source of our own goodness. I can see it with my students at Fordham University. You know, I could just imagine what their parents are like. Right? I think the Lord is asking the same from us. Let that light shine. Huh? Let that light shine. And so, whenever we do good, people will recognize that. And you don't have to say it. I didn't say to this woman, "Excuse me, ma'am, you remind me of my mother. May I carry your bag?" No. But she understood it that way. It reminds me of that famous final judgment scene in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25. This will be on the test. Right? That where Jesus calls the crowd together. And he says, "You who have been faithful to me, come enter the kingdom of my Father." For remember, he says, "When I was hungry, you fed me. I was thirsty, you gave me a drink. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you comforted me. I was in prison, and you visited me." And those good people will sit there scratching their heads, wondering, "When, Lord, did we ever see you hungry or thirsty or naked or sick or in prison?" And Jesus says to them, "So long as you did it for one of my brothers or sisters, you did it for me." You didn't have to say, "I do this in the name of Jesus the Lord." So long as you did this. By the way, I do think that parents get a free pass into heaven because of this. Because you are doing this all the time. But so long as you did it to one of these, you did it for me. And the light of Christ will shine through. So church, here is your homework assignment for this year. I'm a teacher, there must be homework. Right? Let the light of Christ shine through you. What good deed will you do? Right? Whereby others will know, you must be a fine Christian man. A fine Christian woman. And then they will experience Emmanuel, God is with us. Church, would you say amen?